Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Day number 44.
44.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Well, here we are, day 44. Americans abandoned behind enemy lines, and Joe Biden's turning the page. And we got the professional and business-like Taliban. We'll get to that in just a second here. So this issue comes up last week, and I saw something that was said by Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana. He chairs the Republican Study Committee, is on the House Armed Services Committee. And by the way, himself, he served in the U.S. Navy Reserve as a Supply Corps officer in 2014 and 15. He actually took a leave of absence from the Indiana State Senate to deploy to Afghanistan during Operation Enduring Freedom. Anyway, he's been a vocal advocate for men and women left behind and abandoned by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. I mean, it is a national embarrassment and a disgrace. And as I went over in the first hour, you know, things are getting worse by the day. I'm listening to John Bolton. They may get nuclear weapons. Good, John. How do you feel about your vote for Joe Biden these days? Or your no vote on Donald Trump? Taliban is now executing all U.S. collaborators. They hung one guy from a crane in one particular incident. I mean, it's just an unmitigated disaster there. Literally, there was a story today out by the Daily Mail how they're hanging dead bodies of kidnappers in four separate squares of the Afghan city Herat. So watching that mess unfold there as well. Taliban foot soldiers have stopped having so much fun, and they've got to stop taking selfies, according to the leadership. And barbers in Afghanistan now are prohibited from shaving beards and playing music. Oh, my goodness. Every Christian is living in fear of the Taliban as they're now carrying out, and they're saying they're doing it, executions, amputations, and we see video of beatings. You know, there was the Taliban hung this dead body from the crane and right in the middle of a city square. And Biden doesn't say a word. He just talks about, we've turned the page. We've turned the page. Turn the page. You know, Jen Psaki makes the statement. Let me play this for you. You know, remember, the professional and business-like Taliban. Where did this come from?
Can you explain a little bit more about why the White House in a statement is calling the Taliban business-like and professional?
Well, I would note that in that statement, what we were announcing was the fact that a Qatari Airlines flight successfully landed in Qatar.
You're saying the Taliban is businesslike and professional. Their interior minister has an FBI wanted poster. He's got a $10 million bounty on his head. What's the business?
We are here to celebrate the return of American citizens who wanted to leave Afghanistan, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a businesslike manner to get them out.
Oh, okay. What about all the ones you abandoned and their families and their children and the thousands of green card holders? Those green cards make them eligible to live in the U.S., never mind the tens of thousands of Afghan allies. Now, Congressman Jim Banks, listen to what he says about the Taliban, this terrorist organization, having more Black Hawk helicopters than 85% of countries in the world.
Because of the negligence of this administration and the hasty retreat that they led out of Afghanistan, they have left $85 billion worth of American equipment in the hands of our enemy, the Taliban. 75,000 vehicles, over 200 airplanes and helicopters, over 600,000 small arms and light weapons. The Taliban now has more Black Hawk helicopters than 85% of the countries in the world. But it's not just weapons. They have night vision goggles, body armor, and unbelievably, the Taliban now has biometric devices, which have the fingerprints, eye scans, and biographical information of all of the Afghans who helped us and were on our side over the last 20 years.
Please stare into the camera or the computer. Let's see if there's a match. Okay, off with your head. Anyway, Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana is with us. I mean, there's like hardly a word. Biden goes to the UN last week and says that he's turned the page. How do you turn the page on Afghanistan, leaving hundreds of Americans behind and their families, leaving behind thousands of green card holders, leaving behind tens of thousands of Afghan allies, on top of the $80 billion in equipment, on top of the biometrics and the computer database information that exposes every single Afghan ally, and they'll all be killed? I mean, how do you screw it up that bad when you could have easily pulled everybody out in March and April and May and June and July? Why?
No, there's no good answer to that question, Sean. But last week when Biden went to the UN and spoke, if they weren't laughing at him at his face, they were laughing behind his back, because the rest of the world sees what has become of America with Joe Biden in the chair as president, as commander in chief, how much he's bungled Afghanistan. But the projection of American weakness that he has led on the world stage in just the first 8 months of being president. I never missed Donald Trump so much as I did last week when Joe Biden was at the UN apologizing for America, apologizing for the strength and toughness that Donald Trump brought to the White House over the last 4 years, and the America First policies of Donald Trump versus the weakness and appeasement and the projection of weakness that Joe Biden expressed before the UN last week. I'd never missed Donald Trump more than I did in that moment.
Now, I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. It's like everyone wants to just put this aside and not talk about it. In good conscience, I don't live my life that way. All I'm thinking about is, it's easy for him to turn the page. It's not his family. I mean, but I can share your pain. You know, he's telling the families of the 13 military men and women that were killed over there. And okay, but, you know, your son died of cancer. These men died because of your stupidity and your ignorance. I mean, how many months were we watching the Taliban just roll over this well-trained Afghan army that Joe Biden was bragging about in July?
It took days. I mean, at one point, I remember the intelligence agencies were saying it could take 30 to 60 days for the Taliban to take over Kabul. And Sean, Kabul fell the very next day. I mean, the Biden administration created a situation that will go down in history as the biggest blunder in American military and foreign policy compared to anything else in history. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's shameful. Joe Biden should be held accountable for every single bit of it. I'm going to be questioning, by the way, General Milley and Secretary Austin before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, and I'm going to ask them these questions. How did it happen when you guys were telling us all along, you were telling us one thing and the opposite happened? You were either lying to us or you were covering up for this president's incompetence and negligence. It's either or.
Well, I think they were lying to us. That's what I think. Let me move on to another issue. I saw that apparently, and I have no problem with the Secret Service getting drones, because if it helps them keep our elected officials safe, I'm all for that. And I don't care what your political party happens to be. It's something that we've got to do. It's a dangerous world. I recognize that for what it is. You know, I had an exchange once with Comrade de Blasio, the mayor of New York. He comes into my studio. He's got four armed guards with him, you know, New York City police detectives. And I'm saying, well, should every New Yorker have the right to defend themselves with a firearm where they are the way you can? And he says, every New Yorker has the right to be safe. I said, I didn't ask you that. Do they have a right to the same firearms that are protecting you to protect them? Every New Yorker has the right to be safe. Okay. So I don't have a problem. I want to make sure that we have the latest, greatest, most advanced equipment. But what surprised me is not the purchase of drone surveillance drones. I don't have a problem with that at all. But apparently now, and you sent a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland about this, why did the Secret Service purchase some of these drones made by a company, DJI, a Chinese-based company that even our own intelligence community has flagged as a communist spy risk? Why would we buy the drones from them?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, the FBI spent $72,000 on 27 DJI drones, eight of which the Secret Service will be using. Now, Sean, keep in mind, as you said, in 2017, the Department of Homeland Security, they received a report that showed that these drones were collecting data, and because DJI is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, that data is being shared with our biggest enemy in the world, that being the CCP.
So we're giving them money and the ability to spy on us. How dumb does that make us?
Department of Justice banned these DJI drones back in 2020. The sad thing about this, Sean, is this is a pattern of behavior by the Biden administration. It's not just about drones. It's about what they did last week when they released the CFO of Huawei and sent the CFO back to China. They've allowed Huawei to buy U.S. Auto chips and saved Huawei when Donald Trump was putting pressure on Huawei because of the intelligence threat that they posed against us economically and militarily as well. They looked the other way when China hacked Microsoft. They covered up. The Biden administration, as we speak, is covering up the origins of COVID-19, apparently to appease China and make China look good. And then this $3.5 trillion reconciliation boondoggle that's going to be on the floor of the House presumably this week is a massive handout to China. This is the Biden administration is the friendliest administration we've ever had in the White House to China after 4 years of having the toughest president that we've ever had.
Well, I mean, now the logical question has to be asked, and that is, you know, look at the assessment, the security assessment that Libya made about Hunter Biden, that he's a junkie and a drug addict, and he likes low, I think their phrase was low rent, I think, if I remember correctly, hookers. And so they knew this about him. Now you got $100,000 Chinese national shopping spree for Hunter and his family. Then you got the $1.5 billion Bank of China deal. So I'm just assuming that the communist Chinese, as well as the Libyans, as well as probably the Iranians and the Russians that paid him money and the Ukrainians that gave him money and the Kazakhstan oligarchs that gave him money. I'm assuming they've got compromising materials on the Biden family. Could I be wrong? And does that not need to be looked into?
Well, but with these drones, either he doesn't take the China threat seriously, which he doesn't, or he's on the hook. And don't never forget, Sean, I mean, remember, Hunter Biden, this is a verifiable fact. When he had these deals with Ukraine and Russia and China, he talked about getting that there was a cut for the big guy. And we all know the big guy was Joe Biden. The former vice president, when Hunter was out peddling access to his dad when he was vice president, we can only assume that this same type of behavior occurs now, maybe in a bigger way as president. There was a cut for the big guy. So, I have no doubt that there is compromising information that the Chinese have on Joe Biden and his family, and that's why Biden is fully willing to turn a blind eye to the China threat and allow for Chinese Communist Party-owned drones that the Secret Service is using. It's collecting information on the Biden family, on members of his administration, especially those who are involved in national security-related positions. I have no doubt that there's a larger reason for this and a larger story yet to be told.
It's mind-numbing to me. Quick break, more with Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number. Look. All right, we continue. Congressman Jim Banks of the great state of Indiana with us. Is there anything that you can see that that's possible? I read over the weekend that I know that there are individual groups in America, because I have a lot of friends and a lot of sources, and they've been telling me that, for example, we have retired special ops people, retired Navy SEALs people that are on the ground behind enemy lines trying to rescue Americans, that there are chartered aircraft available, Mazar-e Sharif Airport, but those planes are not being allowed to take off. And now I read that the FBI is investigating the Americans that are trying to do that which Joe Biden didn't do, and not abandon Americans, but trying to rescue them. I mean, unless they're doing something financially nefarious that I have no idea about, I actually think they're doing a good thing. Am I wrong?
These people are heroes. They're retired special operations officers trying to go into Afghanistan and bring Americans home. These people are heroes. We should be applauding them and supporting them.
And by the way, even if somebody's paying them to do it, they're willing to risk their life to do it. That's between them.
Amen to that. And to find out that the State Department is preventing them from taking off or landing.
The State Department said you can't land in the United States, and that if you get a third-party country to accept your charter, and they need a sign-off from us, it will not be forthcoming. That's what they said.
Yeah, they're trying to prevent it from happening because it's more egg on the Biden administration's face, on Joe Biden's face, a complete concession that they failed to get Americans out of Afghanistan. We know there are still hundreds of Americans who are stuck there who can't get out, and the fact that they won't allow these independent efforts to get them out of the country just goes to show that how embarrassing of a situation this is for them, and they're trying to cover it up.
It really is unbelievable. All right, well, keep us in the loop. We appreciate it. Jim Banks, congressman from the great state of Indiana. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, BYRNA. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N,
and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
25 till the top of the hour. I mean, it's now becoming a thing where any prominent Democrat, anywhere they go, I mean, these chants of F Joe Biden are happening everywhere. And Hillary apparently popped her head out this weekend, and she wasn't met with a warm reception either. Poor Hillary heckled, booed outside of the of Queen's University in Belfast as she attended a ceremony installing her as the college's first female chancellor. Anyway, calling her a war criminal. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our phones. Let's say hi. John is in Louisiana. John, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Hannity. It's nice of you to have me. Thank you.
And nice to have you. What's going on?
So I'm actually in the military, and I obviously, with Joe Biden and everything, they mandated the vaccines. And I just think that the vaccine for my personal health, I don't need it. I'm in my young 20s, and I think that I would survive fine if I had COVID, so I don't think it's necessary for me to have it. But I do have to.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you talked it over with your doctor?
I have not, actually. No, sir.
I would recommend you do that just as a matter of just due diligence on anything like this. And when you join the military, you got to get a lot of vaccines for a lot of different things, correct?
Yes, sir.
Look, I'm not. I don't know your current medical condition. I don't know your medical history. But this for you is a matter of principle. There's. You just believe that you're going to be fine because of your age and this tense. Look, the overwhelming majority of people that struggle, we now know, are older people, people that are obese, people with comorbidities, compromised immune systems, and underlying conditions. That is the overwhelming vast majority of it. Now it's a question of, will you have the freedom? Now the choice is going to be yours, because my understanding is what exists in the public sector is does not exist in the military, and that is the option of getting tested once a week. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's not an option. It's basically either get in or get out.
And how many years have you been in?
I've actually pretty recently joined, less than 1 year to be exact. And going into it, when I went through basic training and everything, I had the mindset of I was kind of hesitant about the vaccine, and I was cautious throughout my whole time. And then more and more information is coming out about the fatalities and stuff with, like, enlarged hearts and myocarditis, or I'm not sure how to, like, pronounce that. But anyway.
Have they ever resolved it? I mean, they were talking last week still about the possibility if people don't take the vaccine mandate and decide to leave the military. For example, there's an article today, CBS out of Boston, about dozens of Massachusetts state troopers are resigning over the mandate, according to the union. And a lot of nurses, they're coming up with alternative plans to kick nurses and medical professionals out of New York hospitals. These are people that were diving on COVID bombs at the worst part of this every single day. Many of whom have natural immunity because they got it. Is it a dishonorable discharge, or is it an? Do you know, have you been given any information as to that fact? Or
so going through the process, I would be very surprised. My superiors above me said that it's unlikely for a dishonorable discharge. The most probable would be an other than honorable discharge, so I wouldn't have any benefits or any federal jobs in the future. But dishonorable, I would say, is a completely different level, and that would be a serious problem if it was that.
Well, I think that would also lead to a lot of litigation too, because I know you're not the only person that in the military that is dealing with this. I got a report from John Solomon that, in fact, there are a lot of even, you know, highly trained special ops forces, Navy SEALs that are saying no, and they're being sidelined. And the amount of money we put into training any one individual is astronomical. So it's, yes. Listen, I can't tell you what to do. I won't tell you what to do. I'm not going to play doctor. You haven't spoken to any medical professional. Maybe talk to them. See what your options are. Talk to the Army or what branch of service are you in?
I'm in the Marine Corps.
All right. Well, Semper Fi and see if they might work with you. Do you have any conditions that would prevent you from getting the vaccine?
No, sir, no. I don't.
Just on principle. I understand. You know, I understand. Look, I urge you to take it seriously. I would do more research. I talk to more medical professionals, and then you got to make up your own mind, kid. You're how old? 20 what?
I'm 20.
You're 20 years old. You got your whole life ahead of you. And, you know, I definitely, if this is not the career for you under those set of circumstances, I think that, you know, thank you for trying to serve your country. And if this is a mandate that you're just not willing to go along with, then you have every right in a free country to make your decision. I'd urge you to be careful with it when it comes to your health. And again, I'd urge you to talk to your doctor. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Kara is in Virginia. What's up, Kara? How are you?
Hello, Sean. It's so great to be on your show. I love you dearly. I'm a truck driver.
Are you an over-the-roader? By the way, one last thing on this last call that we just had. You know, they ought to give the military the same option of being willing. If they're willing to be tested once a week, like other companies, they should at least give them that option. But anyway, go ahead. What's on your mind, Kara? You're an over-the-road trucker. That's a hard job you got every day.
Yes, sir, and I do haul produce. And I've seen the fuel prices skyrocket. Some places it's even as much as $4 a gallon for diesel fuel. And you know, if you really think about it like this, Sean, if you put 300 gallons of diesel fuel at $3.45 a gallon into a tractor and trailer, that is $1,035 for one fill-up. Well, people are complaining about the high prices of food and, you know, what it costs to go out and eat and things of this nature. And they don't really understand what the energy independence was about that this administration has taken from the people of the country.
Well, and, you know, how much more are you paying per gallon for diesel fuel?
Oh, my God. Under the Trump administration, it was down to $2 and something a gallon. Now, Texas, you know, it's plus or minus a little bit. You know how it varies even on gas.
So it's you're paying anywhere between $1.30 and $2 more a gallon at least.
Yes, sir. And, yeah. You know, like I said, at $3.45 a gallon, at 300 gallons of fuel, that's $1,035 for one fill-up, okay? Right. One fill-up. And trucks usually average 7 miles to the gallon, and that's with your newer ones, okay? You know,
what kind of truck do you actually drive? Do you have, like, a Freightliner? What do you drive?
No, I have a 21 Peterbilt.
It's a great truck. All right, so my question to you is this. So now you're not making less money as a truck driver. You're not going to take less pay, right?
No, sir.
And the companies that employ you, they're not going to take less money for their products. So who's paying for the added fuel costs?
The consumer, the people of the United States of America, the consumer. It is killing our country. It is killing it. And you know, I heard a guy, he went in, and I felt so sorry for him. He asked the lady at a restaurant, I will not say what restaurant, but he said, asked for a chicken wing, and it was $2, and he blew a gasket. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand when they took our fuel independence and gave it to foreign nations to support them. And you can't say it's global warming because if you remember, Sean, we had the Exxon Valdez that really messed up a lot of stuff hauling the fuel on the ship. So, you know, you can't really say it's because of global warming. To me, it would be better for us to be fuel efficient in this country and make our country prosper instead of other countries prospering that a lot of times don't even like the United States or the people of the United States. And another thing that I found, you know, driving a truck, there's a place that I stopped to eat in Arkansas. And, you know, a lot of these places, they don't have enough employees to run these places. They're not working. People are not working. Do these people of this country not understand that if they do not go back to work, the government will own them? They will own them. They will own everything they do. They will own everything they eat. They will tell them what they're going to say, what they're going to wear, what they're going to do, who they're going to be as a person. And I cannot wrap my head around it.
You know, you raise it a lot of different issues. First of all, everybody needs to understand something. If it's not for people like Kara and every other truck driver out there, your grocery store is empty. There's nothing on the shelves. Same with your drugstore. Same with every single store you go to. Same with Lowe's. Same with Home Depot. That's how we bring our goods to market. And so, you know, you're pointing out something that I've been trying to point out. Just like, for example, on top of, you know, the latest argument of the Democrats for the $3.5 trillion monstrosity, which is really $5 trillion when you add it all together, is, well, we're paying for it all, meaning we're taxing. Okay, you're going to raise corporate taxes, capital gains taxes, death taxes. We're not taxing anybody above 400 grand a year. That's a lie. It's 400 grand per couple. And then you got every other hidden tax on top of it. And now they're even talking about another gas tax. All it does is we all pay. And the people that are going to suffer the most, listen, Kara, I can afford to pay the extra money for produce. I can pay for my thick cut, you know, Oscar Mayer bacon that I like. I can pay for it. I can afford it. The higher cost of meat, I can afford it. The 10 bucks for 10 oranges, I can afford that too. Aren't you amazed, by the way? I know all my prices pretty well. But the reality is,
yes, I am.
But the reality is, a lot of people can't. And this is where,
exactly,
you know, the rubber hits the road. And I know what that life's like because I lived years and years and years of my adult life without money. So I know what it's like to struggle.
Well, you know, Sean, I saw I guess it was a young person. They had made a comment. Why do we need farmers when we have grocery stores? I was like, I could not believe this. I could not wrap my head around this. If people understood how hard America's farmers work, it is just so heartening to me that people really think that food and these supplies that they want, not only absolutely have to survive, but what they have to have, the things that they want that might not necessarily be to survive, just the wants instead of the absolute food, water, the things that you need. The farmers work extremely hard. They are the backbone of this country and our food supply. And the truck drivers, even though I am one and it's my choice to be one and I love what I do, the truck drivers are the second backbone. But when I always hated that comment when COVID come out, essential workers. And I think back to a song that a band used to have out, and America, it takes the people making the thread, the people making the material for the mask. It takes the people making the tires for the trucks. It takes everybody. It's like a spoke in a wheel. And if we don't work together, just like truck drivers now, we run 7 days a week, 24 yep. hours a day.
I got a last question for you because I have friends in the trucking business.
365 days a year.
Now, do you work for one company? Do you own your own truck? What do you do?
I work for a company, Sean.
Yeah, and do you work around the country or more regionally?
No, I'm east to west.
Wow, so you're full-time. It is a hard, hard job. Thank you for what you do. You feed us, you get us our medicines, you get us our building supplies, and you deserve more money than you're making now, and I hope you do. All right? Thanks, Kara.
Can I say one quick
thing? Yeah, real quick. I only have a second.
I love you. And Donald Trump, if you're listening, I love you and I support you 199%. And my first stimulus check went to a Trump billboard, honey. And I really love you.
All right, Kara, we love you too. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.